Welcome back to our Bonusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, got off to a good 2016 start with a sweep of Lindenwood, a 2-1 win and a 5-3 win. They certainly made you guys work for it, but what did you learn about your team coming back after the break?
Well, it was a good way to start the 2016 portion after a month off. I mean, Lindenwood we knew was going to be a very quality opponent. They were going to be hardworking. We knew they had great goaltending, and we saw that in both games with their freshman on Wednesday and then their All-American senior on Thursday. But I just liked the way we competed. I thought we played with good pace both games. You know, things weren't, you know, real sharp, but I expected that as well with that kind of a layoff. But, you know, got everybody in the lineup that was healthy and ready to play, and I thought everybody did a real nice job.
Well, the one thing about that Thursday game is your team got down 2-0 the first 3 minutes of the game, but over the course of even this year and last year, your team just doesn't panic, do they?
Nope. It was, and we didn't think, as a coaching staff, we didn't think they would. I mean, it's a group that's played a lot of hockey games, a lot of big hockey games, and I think, there's a quiet confidence that they have about themselves as a team, and we realized that there was an awful lot of hockey left, and we just had to, just keep playing our game, and certainly getting the next goal was a real big one, and to tie it shortly after that, was just as big, and then we kind of went from there.
Obviously, two big wins with playoffs down the road and pairwise rankings and all that. I know you'd try not to think about it, but it's got to be somewhere tucked in your mind, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's I'd be lying if I did to say it wasn't. You just don't want to be held hostage by it. But in some ways, we are. It's we put ourselves in a great spot. But to lose a game to Lindenwood at this time of the year would have been would have had a impact on where we're sitting right now pairwise. And ultimately, if we'd like to, win our way into that national tournament by winning the WCHA tournament, but if we can have a good enough regular season that puts ourselves in the top 6-7, then now you've got an opportunity to play in the national tournament, even if you don't win that WCHA playoffs. And right now we're in that spot, but obviously, there's 12 very, very difficult hockey games left, in starting today. So there's a long way to go.
Back to WCHA play this weekend against Wisconsin. Last time out, they beat you 3-0 and 4-0, but your team put up a good battle. What did you look back on those two games that you're going to take into this game and maybe change?
Well, again, Wisconsin's an outstanding hockey team, and they were ranked one pretty much all year long until the last weekend before the new year for them, when North Dakota took 4 out of 6 points. And other than Boston College being undefeated, I think they'd probably still be number one. An outstanding team. We went into Wisconsin. I thought the Friday afternoon game, or maybe it was Friday night, I can't remember. I thought our first period we were just maybe a little bit too, I don't want to say, gave them too much respect, but we just didn't play with the same kind of sense of urgency I felt we needed in a difficult venue like LeBron and against a great team. And we got down. But I thought from that point on Friday anyway, that we played extremely well, generated quality chances. I think we actually outshot them the rest of the game. They wound up getting an empty netter to make it 3-0. But I thought Saturday they kind of handled us right from the get-go. And again, they got off to an early lead. And the difference now, obviously, I think we're a better hockey team. Back then, that was the first real big series for all of our freshmen that were playing, and certainly a learning experience for them. We've gotten better as a team. You never know. I mean, obviously, Wisconsin, of course, has played, but you never know when a team is doing as well as they're doing. Maybe they already have their eyes on that playoff and what's going on down the road. So, we just want to keep getting better as a team, and this is a great test for us. And we're at home. That's the nice thing. We're playing here at the Sanford Center, and I know to a player, they're all looking forward to today's game.
You mentioned the North Dakota series against Wisconsin. How much film did you watch of that, knowing your team's pretty similar to North Dakota in the way they play?
Not a lot. A lot of times, you look at what, Wisconsin just came off that really, really emotional series with Minnesota when they swept them at home, and that was the first time that any of the players on their current roster had beat Minnesota. So obviously it was a huge emotional up, and now you got to go on the road. So I think everybody realized there could be a letdown on their part, and sure enough, North Dakota jumped them pretty early in their Friday game. How North Dakota plays, very similar to us. We just have to go out and play our game. Certainly, we're going to need good goaltending. That, no question. Britt's going to have to be on her A game to give us a shot. But you know what, that's she's done it so many times. I know she's looking forward to this, and so we're just going to go out there and play our game, see what happens.
I noticed not many changes in the lineup from the last WCHA series, really. And, of course, Eva Bilic is back in the lineup after her trip to Germany for the Nations Cup, but don't see any other changes.
No, it's probably about the same lineup that we had in Grand Forks. Again, I think this is the lineup. It's our deepest lineup, although I think maybe Sylvia might have played. Maybe Bailey was out. She had suffered she got dinged in the head in the Friday game, so she did not play in that Sunday game in Grand Forks. But, you know, a great week of practice from everybody. And again, not an easy decision in terms of who's in the lineup. But, you know, we feel this lineup here today gives us the best opportunity.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, I think first and foremost, we've got to have a great start, Kelly. It's really, really important that we come out of the chute hard and on our toes and playing our game. And, you know, we know there's going to be times when they're going to possess the puck on us, and we just have to, you know, do a good job with our D zone and be real, real strong in that area. You know, obviously, if we get a lead, that'd be huge. But if we don't, we just got to keep playing our game. I realize it's a 60-minute game and maybe more. And, you know, just get after them. We don't want to sit back. We want to be aggressive. We want to play our game.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.